Hello and welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. This is Maria Taylor, managing editor of the ACHR News. Today's podcast is sponsored by Big S Fans. Today, we're talking about the benefits of HVLS fans for indoor conditioned spaces. We're joined by David Rhodes, senior manager of technical strategy and innovation at Big S Fans. Welcome to the podcast, David.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Maria.
Could you give us a little background about what you do at Big S Fans?
Sure. So I'm the senior manager for technical strategy and innovation. And really that boils down to, you know, kind of two different paths. One path I always tell people is more technical business development. So we're constantly thinking about novel applications that we can use our products in. We're thinking about novel ways to unlock value for customers who are using our products. And we're always keeping an eye out for new markets, new products that we want to design and go after. The second part of my job is to manage a team of sales engineers who actually take all this information that we gather and talk about internally and go and take it to customers. They install this equipment, they specify this, all of our fans and customer spaces, and they go out with these novel application ideas and they design tests, they collect data, and they validate those applications to make sure that they're being applied and delivering the results we want to for their customers.
So David, why don't you give our listeners some background on what Big S Fans is all about and where people might see one of the fans as they go about their daily lives?
Sure. So I think maybe a lot of people in the industry know Big S Fans just as kind of like a novelty name. You know, you see us around at trade shows and things like that. But we're creeping up on our 25th year of business. The company was founded in 1999, and we really got our start in ag. And, you know, ag might not be the first place you think of ceiling fans, but historically, these HVLS or high volume, low speed fans were used to cool cows. And the reason that was done is that cool cows make more milk, and more milk means more money for dairy farmers. From that beginning in the agriculture market, we continued to grow. We've sold over 800,000 fans across the world, and now we're being used by more than 80% of the Fortune 500.
When many people in the built environment industry think about Big S Fans, a lot of the focus goes toward unconditioned spaces like barns, warehouses, et cetera. Why should designers incorporate fans into buildings with heating and air conditioning?
Yeah, great question. I've actually got five reasons why we incorporate fans into buildings that are already conditioned. Just like unconditioned spaces, we think there's good opportunity to increase occupant comfort in these environments. We know there's good opportunity to realize energy savings, both from heating and air conditioning costs. We know we can improve indoor air quality in these spaces by using fans. We know we can add to your design's resiliency by using overhead fans. And there was also some opportunity for HVAC system simplification or reduction of equipment. So a lot of reasons why you might want to incorporate fans into your design.
How should fan solutions be designed for conditioned spaces?
Yeah, it's and this is a question that, again, my engineers that I work with every day, we address with customers day in and day out. In an unconditioned space, just for a little bit of context, there's really no cap on how much airspeed you want to provide to an occupant. But for a conditioned space, depending on the use case, there are targets that you should think about. You don't want, an example, for if you had a classroom and there are papers and things like that, there are some things you can't have. So you can't have lots of noise. You need it to be relatively quiet, and you can't deliver these torrents of airflow that are throwing papers everywhere and just leading to overall distraction. So in a conditioned space like this, what you're really talking about is generally airflow between 100 to 120, 140 feet per minute. And that's a hard thing for designers, I think, to wrap their head around. And that's really where some of these tools that myself and my team are able to use can really help designers to validate their designs and validate how they want to use their Big S Fans and application. So we've actually developed a in-house CFD engine that allows our designers to build a 3D model of these spaces that we want to scope putting fans in, run a real CFD, and get real performance metrics for that space to help inform and refine that fan selection decision.
Going back to energy savings, how specifically are the savings achieved, and what type of savings should designers and other stakeholders expect?
Yeah, sure. So for cooling, what you're really doing for the system is reducing its sensible load. That's the load, again, that's not related to necessarily the humidity or the moisture of the space. So by leveraging the cooling effects that the airflow from the fans give you, what you're able to do is increase the set point of your thermostat. For every degree you offset that thermostat, you're going to achieve 3% to 6% savings. So if you're able to take your thermostat from 72 to 77, you would expect 15 to 30% savings on whatever your HVAC spend is for that building. For heating savings, what you're doing is something we call destratification. So that's essentially the mixing of the air to achieve a uniform temperature in your space. Without fans, and especially if you have forced air heat, what you're doing is that supply air is just going up and collecting at your ceiling and in like high areas of your walls. And that high delta T across that wall, really no matter how well it's insulated, is leading to an increase in heat loss for your building. And you're losing energy that you've already bought and paid for. By using a fan to destratify your space, it's very common to see savings of 1% per vertical roof deck height. So if you have a 25-foot tall atrium that you're looking to destratify, you would expect to save about 25% of your heating savings for that area.
Now, these are big fans. They must use a lot of energy themselves, right?
They are big fans. I'll take this opportunity to point out that we have a wide variety of product lines and therefore sizes. We make overhead ceiling fans from 44 inches in diameter all the way up to 24 feet in diameter. So quite the range there. But even our largest products, our 24-foot PFX4, the Cadillac, absolute Cadillac of HVOS fans, is using somewhere in the range of 1,800 watts at full speed. That's an order of magnitude less than even a standard mid-sized package rooftop unit. So, you know, while the fans are big and imposing, they're very effective and very energy efficient.
You mentioned equipment and operating cost savings. Can we go a layer deeper there?
Yeah, you know, one of the other things you can do by reducing your sensible cooling load, depending on the exact particulars of your space and where you're located and, you know, all these variables, of course, is you may be able to reduce the amount of cooling equipment that you actually need. So let's say you had a design that nominally without fans and with a standard set point resulted in a design load of 80 tons of AC. If you were able to offset 15 tons of that AC with an increased set point thanks to the implementation of big ass fans, what you could do then is maybe get rid of a rooftop unit or replace that package unit with maybe just an exhaust fan or something like this if you were fresh air limited. You know, more commonly than that, what we see though is kind of the secondary equipment reduction. So we talk a lot about ductwork reduction in conditioned spaces when you use big ass fans from the design up. And a lot of people think that we're talking about reducing ductwork 100%. It's really not what we're after. You still have to get that fresh air into the building and distributed. But what we always kind of say is that if you think of ductwork as a trunk and branches synonymous to a tree, using ceiling fans allows you to get rid of those branches. It'll do the kind of the final mile delivery of that fresh air to your occupied zone much more effectively, much more aesthetically pleasingly, I think, too, than standard ductwork designs will.
There's a lot of focus in the industry right now on resilience and safety in buildings. What is Big Ass Fans working on to address these growing problems?
Sure. I think that is kind of a two-prong attack there. The first thing that springs to mind just because the last couple of years is indoor air quality. I mentioned it before as a reason why you would want to use fans in a conditioned space. Really the root of that is something here at Big Ass Fans we affectionately call solution by dilution. A lot of times the contaminants that are in a space that are causing problems are fairly localized. They tend to like to hang out in the breathing zone. You know, it may be as simple as a single piece of equipment, whether it be a printer or any other thing in the built environment that's giving off fumes or other contaminants. By using ceiling fans, what you can do to help that is effectively use the entire air volume of your space as a buffer for that contaminant source. It's like putting a drop of food coloring in a glass of water. It's very clear and it's very, you know, concentrated when you first dip it in. But if you have a big enough glass of water and you steer it a little bit, you can't really hardly tell you put it in there to begin with. It's a similar type of idea for using fans to improve indoor air quality. The other way we like to talk about resiliency with integrated fan designs and conditioned spaces is related to the heat waves that we've had the last couple of years. The weather data that we're using to design buildings dates from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Weather that we know isn't really representative of the conditions that our buildings are facing. We also know there's a lot of aging AC equipment out there. And we saw in multiple cases, both in the Pacific Northwest a couple of years ago, the Northeast last year, that there are a lot of buildings that on the hottest days now, the hottest weeks, as these heat waves stretch, are simply not able to maintain set point or deliver thermal comfort for their occupants. They become unusable, unprofitable buildings. So having things like ceiling fans in there are not only good to make sure you can meet demand in those most challenging conditions, but also ensure that you are saving energy on the front end of those to contribute to climate change as absolutely little as possible.
So wrapping all of this up, what would you say is the holistic value proposition or ROI for a prototypical application of ceiling fan integration in a conditioned space?
I would say a couple things in terms of value proposition. I think your building is going to perform better. Your occupants are going to be more happy. They're going to have more ways to control their thermal comfort than just a thermostat. All those things are good, but it's also going to be good for the bottom line. You know, you're going to realize significant energy savings in both the cooling and the heating modes. ROI for a prototypical application, you know, what we normally see is if you're early and you can integrate fans in your design phase, by eliminating that first cost of equipment, a lot of times you see ROIs less than 18 months. For kind of a standard retrofit installation, it's not uncommon to see 2 years. And really, it largely depends on the type of spaces. We've gone into hangars that were so poorly insulated and used so much fuel, we've recovered the cost of installation of fans in 6 months. But more generally, that 2 to 3 year ROI is normally what we're looking at in a retrofit application.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your coming on the podcast to share your expertise. If our listeners want to learn more about the ceiling fan solutions you provide, where should they go to get more information?
www.bigassfans.com is a great start. Thanks for having me.